Basketball fans in Bowling Green, Kentucky are celebrating an amazing come-from-behind victory. It happened last night in the opening game of the NCAA tournament. President Obama and the British Prime Minister had front-row seats as the Hilltoppers came back from 16 points down to beat Mississippi Valley State. From member station WKYU, Joe Corcoran has reaction from Bowling Green.
Even veteran announcer Jim Nance couldn't contain his excitement at the end of the game.
Western Kentucky pulls off one of the great comebacks you'll ever see in NCAA tournament history.
Last night's win was just the latest in an improbable season for the WKU Hilltoppers. After starting 5-11, head coach Ken McDonald was fired. Assistant Ray Harper took over. Since then, Western has reeled off 7 straight wins, including 4 in 4 nights, to win their conference tournament and get an invitation to the big dance. The winning streak has the 20,000 students here energized. This morning, freshman Katie Jangers was checking out highlights of last night's game on her laptop.
Yeah, definitely, especially since the new coach. I've, kept track of all the games and everything. I think once we were losing, and we were playing awful too, everyone was really disappointed and stuff, but I mean, then we pulled it out. It was awesome.
Over at the campus bookstore, people are pouring in with smiles on their faces and cash in their hands.
It looks so much bigger than a medium, but they're not going to shrink, right?
Less than 12 hours after the game ended, 1,400 bright red T-shirts are already on bookstore shelves. They're promoting WKU's matchup tomorrow night against top seed Kentucky. Associate Director Jim Sears said a little advanced planning helped. He knew he had to go over and above to fill the demand from their printer in central Alabama.
Last night, as soon as the game was over, we'd already had a shirt design for the UK game. I called Russell and I said, make them shirts. Got in the van at 8:30, drove all night and got there, picked up the shirts and had the shirts in the store before the store opened this morning at 7:30. I got here about 10 till 7.
The extra work was worth it. Today they've had hundreds of mail order requests and people have been calling all day to buy T-shirts. Even though the game has a business angle to him, Sears says he's a nervous fan just like everybody else.
I was watching the game and I was, we're down by 16 points. I was getting ready to get in my jammies. And I was sitting there and I said, oh man. I was texting some of my friends and they said, and I said, oh my goodness, we're coming back. And I said, so I put on my shoes and put on some comfortable pants because I knew I'd be in the road for 10 hours.
The Hilltoppers are still on the road themselves. They traveled from last night's game in Ohio to Louisville for their matchup tomorrow night against Kentucky. WKU is hoping the Cinderella season lasts just a little bit longer. But as the only team in the tournament with a losing record, even diehard fans are worried that's a long shot. For NPR News, I'm Joe Corcoran in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.